That guy could go 0-for-4, 0-for-4, same attitude, same demeanor. He could go 4-for-4, same thing. And it just was not his nature. He was one of the warmest, nicest guys in the world. However, that next spring, first time I pitched to him, I plunked him. He said, "You owed me." That thing, you know, yeah. Nobody heard it but me. He said, "You owed me." But he was a warm guy. We lost Ted some years ago, but his wife Ellen is still alive. I understand. But then, you know, that's part of it. That's part of the game. These people, I don't think these people understand it. Now then you throw close to somebody, no. Rick. And you got them running out there.
Yeah. It's true. Talk about the 7.5 game lead that dwindled down to almost nothing there at the end of the
year. Kurt was gone. I had been hurt. Bob Miller had been hurt. The pitching was decimated. Russ Meyer beat Brooklyn. In a big ball game, I think he beat them 41, and without that one, we'd been gone. Mm-hmm. But Robbie pitched his heart out. I mean, Robbie, good God, how many ball games Robbie pitched in? Well, he pitched three games.
Three of the last five.
He pitched three games in 10 days.
Yeah.
And the last one. God, you can live the rest of your lifetime, and you'll never see a ninth or tenth inning pitched as was pitched. Listen to it. I've got the tape of it.
Why was Ashburn playing so? Was he playing shallow, or is that just?
Well, everybody's looking for the bunt. I mean, what the hell? You got runners on first and second, and nobody out. And Snyder's a hitter, so you're looking for the bunt. But they let him hit away, and he went right back up the middle. And like I say, you know, Richie covered second base a lot of times. I mean, that was just, he was one of those kind of ball players. My God, he'd be behind, he'd chase the ball down the right field if he had to. That was Richie. That's the reason I say I'd rather have him in center field than anybody I've ever seen in my life. But
I can't remember, who was the third base coach for Brooklyn that sent Cal Abrams home? Okay, the name escapes me now. But I know he wasn't with him the next year.
No, it's Eddie Stanky's father-in-law. And I can't think of his name either. But my God, he only had one choice. Abram got a good jump. But there's so many things in the baseball game. I mean, this guy's sitting here coaching third base, and he's got to know where Ashburn is, and obviously he just...
Yeah.
He's trying to get that run in, and get the run in, and get the run in, and all this sort of stuff. And Rich is sneaky. I'll tell you, he's sneaky. He could be dead center field, and next time you look up, he'll be 10 feet behind second base. But everybody on our ball club was looking for the bunt. He didn't bunt. He hit a shot. And Rich again, they say it's the greatest story ever made in his life. No, he didn't have the greatest arm in the world. But I'll tell you one thing he knew how to do. He could hit Hamner, or he could hit Goliath. From anywhere he could hit the cutoff man. He could hit the cutoff man, and God knows every time I was pitching, I wished he, you know, Hamner would go out and get it to him.
You happy to see Richie finally make the Hall of Fame?
Tickled to death. Yeah. He should have been in there a long time ago, but then, you know, that's... We've got two people off that ball club in the Hall of Fame, and... baseball is, you know, the thing, I'm proud of Robbie and I'm proud of Richie. And most of all, I'm proud of having been a part of that baseball team. Mine was a very minor part, but I was part of it. And it was great. I had a good year the year after. And then... That's life. But it's an experience. People, greater baseball players, Never played on a pennant winner. We didn't win the series, but we, by God, we did the best we could do with what we had. 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, and 7-5.
Yeah.
We got dusted. But we also got about $4,700 apiece.
What'd you think of course, I realized there was hardly anybody left, but what'd you think of Sawyer's choice to start the first game?
It surprised all of us. Yeah. But in retrospect,
he had no choice.
Huh? He had a choice. He had a choice, but you got to bear in mind, Eddie Sawyer was one of the keenest baseball minds. He never had a meeting, Rick. We never had a meeting. We never went over hitters. He believed if you were on his ball club, he believed in you, and if you're the pitcher, it's your game. Consani had a great year. Yankees, a fastball hitting ball club, and we got an off-speed pitcher out there, relief pitchers out there, and he did pretty well. What did he do? Get beat 1-0. DiMaggio beat him, catching the ball off the right center, off the clock. Beat us two games with his glove and one with his bat. And then Robbie comes on and pitches his great ball game and all that sort of stuff. But it was a great experience.
That Yankee team, they won 5 World Series in a row, and that was the second of the 5.
That's right.
But what do you think the outcome is if you don't get hit in the eye? Simmons is eligible for the World Series, and Bob Miller isn't hurt.
Like Johnny Neal, one of our scouts, said, we'll go down in history. Because I was, not me. God knows we missed Kirk. He was a left-hander. What did he do? Win 17, lose 5, something like that.
Yes.
I was 8-2 when I got hit in the head. And we just were there. But that's fate.
Yeah.
If. And you don't do anything with ifs. You just take them and go on with it, and God knows I was disappointed. I wanted, I thought I was there. I was old enough. I had pitched enough innings, and I just didn't think. I knew how to pitch, and I had people. I had the greatest 8 people in the world behind me, and the only way I can describe it is we were a unit. We were all one mind. And just go do your job. And I used to say we respected each other so much, but now it's a matter of, at my age, I can say it with no problem, we love each other. We really do.
What was the difference between 50 and 51?
We didn't have Kurt. We did not have Kurt. Poor old Mike is gone now, but he weighed 170 when we were in 50, and he came spring training about 215.
Really?
But like he said, he drank a lot of, what the hell was that beer? Ate a lot of kielbasa and drank a lot of that beer. But the spark was there. Of course, Carpenter traded some people. But we had the nucleus of the ball club, and God knows Dale Innes hit in 128 runs, and Richie was there, and we still had Sisler, and we had Willie, and we had Granny, and we had Wakus, and we had Simonick and Lapata. But we didn't have Simmons. Hmm. Oh, God. Kurt made a...
He made a big difference, huh?
Kurt made a big difference.
Well, how good friends were you with Eddie Wakus?
Oh, God, no. Just super.
I'm just curious if you ever talked about that, what happened to him with that...
I wasn't there when that happened. I wasn't there when that happened. And I would never, ever ask a question. Hmm. Of course, I've heard stories, yeah. But... I never asked Eddie. I never asked. Nicholson and Eddie used to take, they took me to eat when I first got in the league, and they introduced me to this place to eat and all this sort of stuff. And Eddie was a two martini man, and he'd steak and potatoes, and Bill Nicholson used to raise hell with him. He said, that boy's got to eat vegetables. You can't live on steak and potatoes. But Eddie'd drink a couple of martinis and eat. And prolific reader. Had a hard time in World War II. And a steadying influence. Bill Nicholson was a rock of Gibraltar. But, I mean, these people, I was not there. And if I had been there, I'd have never asked a question. I never did. I never would. But Eddie was just a super guy. Just super.
I read something, I think it was in Cindy Wilbur's book about you guys visiting penitentiaries.
Yeah, Willie Jones and Willie Jones and Butch Caballero and I would go to East, they sent us to Eastern State Penitentiary every year.
What was the premise behind the visits?
Well, hell, there's penitentiary, and these people listen to baseball games too. And they were big Philly fans. And that picture I just showed you over there, you know, the guy that did it was in prison for conning old women out of their money. His name was Robert Hawks. And he took that thing out, and I wouldn't take $1 million for that. I wouldn't take $1 million for it. He did a picture of our daughter. And the people in prison made, you know, the kids are babies in, and they made rockers for them, and they made a schooner for me, and they named it the Bubba Sea, with Philly colors and all this sort of stuff. And, of course, that's like so many things that happened to baseball players, you know, it's gone by the wayside.
Did you guys do put on clinics, or?
No, clinics.
Just talk to them?
Just go around them. Oh. Visit with them, talk to them. And Eastern State Penitentiary is still there in Philadelphia. First time I'd ever been behind bars in my life. But it was an experience, and those people were there for certain things. But the only thing I can tell you is this, that there may be Phi Beta Kappas, and there may be doctorates. But the greatest education in the world is where I have been with my family and my baseball and my friends. And the older we get, the older I get, all I can say is thank you, Jesus. Because every one of them had something to do in my life, a bearing on my life.